Thanks, Joe. One of those friends of David's that he's known since elementary school, 30-something years, is Steve. And I think Steve wanted to say a few words also. I don't think he had anything prepared, but I think he just wanted to share something with his heart.
It's okay.
Well, maybe a little.
A little, yeah. If I didn't prepare something, I'd be in deeper trouble than I'm going to be in. Well, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Steven Weisberg, and, you know, first off, I'd like to thank David's family for giving me a chance to speak today. Since they are, can everybody hear me okay? Thank you. David and first off, I just want to say that I do some performing, and I perform songs a lot, and I'm not that shy when it comes to that, but speaking about David, I felt no song could do him justice in my eyes, so I'm trying to put 33 years of friendship into words, which is pretty much impossible because it takes a lifetime. David and I met in second grade. In fourth grade, David and I founded a friendship based on the love of music and arts, which I think is pretty hip for fourth grade. I was one of the only kids in the grade with long hair at the time. So you're going to have to... I'm going to visualize that. That scared a lot of kids away from me, believe it or not. We live in different times now, and it's more accepted. However, I got a lucky break because his older brothers, Gary and Brian, both had that long hair look of the time. And, you know, that made David kind of look at me and go, you know, I think they're pretty cool. Maybe he's cool. Maybe. So he gave me a chance. So we became friends. Thank you, Gary and Brian, for that. I was looking for you. Thanks. We went through grade school, junior high school, and high school together. During junior high school, I happened to become friends with a close friend and neighbor of David's, Mark Shanick. I know Mark's here, but we'll never find. There he is. Okay. And that friendship with Mark bonded my friendship with David even closer. When David went away to school, we stayed in touch. We always got together when he came home. A few years after that, he moved to New York City, and I ended up moving to New York City, too. One thing that always stands out, and I know some of this has been said already, but I want to just put this in my words, seeing the background that we have together. One thing that stands out to me is his interest in people, and everybody who said that today is tremendously correct on that. The only reason, and I found a couple of high school friends from the past here, Jimmy and Scott, the only reason that I went to my 10-year and my 20-year high school reunions with him is because he talked me into it. I wasn't going to go, just so you know. He talked me into it, and he was very interested to know how people were doing from those days, very interested. Nobody knew who was going to show up, but he was very interested in knowing. I really admired watching him deal with people, whether they were old friends, new friends, or people he was just meeting. I really felt that Dave had a great way of connecting with people. His kindness showed, and he enjoyed seeing other people happy. Throughout the years, I became friends with people that Dave would introduce me, some of them here today too, John. He became friends with some of my friends who I met first, Howard Israel, who's over here, Andrew Gilchrist, and Ira Lichtenstein. I was talking to Andy the other day, and he mentioned to me how he thought Dave had many great qualities, and one that came to mind was just how very firm David was on the beliefs of what is right and what is wrong. In other words, what's the right thing to do, and what's not the right thing to do? And we both believed and agreed on the fact that he lived to hold all the qualities of what was right and what was wrong. And he tried to hold all the qualities of doing everything right. And although that might sound very simple at first, it's really not that easy to be as fair as David was. He's a very fair person, takes a lot of smarts and a keen awareness to understand, to be a true judge of fairness, and David was a true judge of fairness. I also have great memories of spending many Passover holidays with David and his family. I looked forward to sharing jokes and stories with David's dad. He's smiling already. Okay, it's a good sign. On that note, I want to make Julie aware of the fact that I know David would never forgive me if I didn't mention one of the greatest pool players of all time, the infamous Charlie Summers. Did I get that name right? Okay. Charlie was somebody that neither David or I ever met, but we enjoyed hearing about from Julie. I greatly appreciate the Grafemans for making me feel like I am one of the family. One Passover that I attended, David brought home a new friend with him who later became his wife, Christine. Now, I just want one note on that. I kind of knew he liked Christine a lot when we went to this thing, and I was sort of saying, well, if you're going to bring Christine over to your parents, maybe you don't want me there, you know, or something like that. Nah, he's fine with me. You know, it's like, come over anyway, you know what I mean? And we had a great time that Passover, and since then, Dave, Christine, and I have enjoyed many great times, including their wedding and David's 40th birthday party. Again, not easy to say, but it was an easy friendship from the start, and it actually stayed that way for 33 years. My connection to David will never go away. It will live on forever. So whenever I think of the fun times that happened between David and myself and our other good friends, I'm not going to hold back the feeling of the joy of those times, because I want to remember and focus on how grateful I am for the times I got to spend with David. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.